For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The 4th of July focus was put on the Trump administration's immigration policy as a group of protesters led to the evacuation of Liberty Island. 7 demonstrators were arrested as they displayed a banner saying, "Abolish ICE." But then an 8th protester managed to scale the base of the Statue of Liberty and then waited by her feet until New York City police brought her down. Detective Brian Glacken says it was a bit dicey navigating the statue because of the angles with nothing to grab onto. But eventually, they safely escorted her down and arrested her.
At first, we grabbed her. She was being a little combative, and then we kind of got her to calm down. And, you know, we told her, "We're just looking to get you down safely," at that point. And she was willing to cooperate with us.
The woman said she would not come down until all of the immigrant children have been reunited with their families. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The 4th of July focus was put on the Trump administration's immigration policy as a group of protesters led to the evacuation of Liberty Island. 7 demonstrators were arrested as they displayed a banner saying, "Abolish ICE." But then an 8th protester managed to scale the base of the Statue of Liberty and then waited by her feet until New York City police brought her down. Detective Brian Glacken says it was a bit dicey navigating the statue because of the angles with nothing to grab onto. But eventually, they safely escorted her down and arrested her.
At first, we grabbed her. She was being a little combative, and then we kind of got her to calm down. And, you know, we told her, "We're just looking to get you down safely," at that point. And she was willing to cooperate with us.
The woman said she would not come down until all of the immigrant children have been reunited with their families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump is associating coal production with national security. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
During his Tuesday night speech in West Virginia, the president remarked,
"You know, you bomb a pipeline, that's the end of the pipeline. With coal, that stuff is indestructible."
Saying coal is much more resilient. The president emphasizing it can withstand the elements and can still be used a long time after it's mined. Coal is big business, of course, in West Virginia. It's a major employer, the state one of the largest coal producers in the USA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the EU will make every effort to avoid a trade war with the United States. But Merkel also told the German parliament that Washington needs to join in that effort. President Trump has imposed tariffs on EU steel and aluminum imports and is now considering tariffs on many other items. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There's new reports that China is now looking for an ally in a trade war with America. USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
Reports are China is pressing the European Union to form an anti-U.S. trade alliance, though according to Reuters, the Europeans are so far not expressing any interest. China reportedly suggesting launching a joint action against President Trump's trade tariffs at the World Trade Organization and also offering to then open up more of its markets to